Until We Meet Again by President James E. Faust, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Of Lambs and Shepherds. My little friend was frightened in the storm, and I could hear it bleating. When I was a very small boy, my father found a lamb all alone out in the desert. The herd of sheep to which its mother belonged had moved on, and somehow the lamb got separated from its mother, and the shepherd must not have known that it was lost. Because it could not survive alone in the desert, my father picked it up and brought it home. To have left the lamb there would have meant certain death, either by falling prey to the coyotes or by starvation because it was so young that it still needed milk. Some sheepmen call these lambs bummers. My father gave the lamb to me, and I became its shepherd. For several weeks I warmed cow's milk in a baby's bottle and fed the lamb. We became fast friends. I called him Nye. Why? I don't remember. It began to grow. My lamb and I would play on the lawn. Sometimes we would lie together on the grass, and I would lay my head on its soft, woolly side and look up at the blue sky and the white, billowing clouds. I did not lock my lamb up during the day. It would not run away. It soon learned to eat grass. I could call my lamb from anywhere in the yard just by imitating as best I could the bleating sound of a sheep. One night there came a terrible storm. I forgot to put my lamb in the barn that night as I should have done. I went to bed. My little friend was frightened in the storm, and I could hear it bleating. I knew that I should help my pet, but I wanted to stay safe, warm, and dry in my bed. I didn't get up as I should have done. The next morning I went out to find my lamb dead. A dog had also heard its bleating cry and killed it. My heart was broken. I had not been a good shepherd or steward of that which my father had entrusted to me. My father said, "Son, couldn't I trust you to take care of just one lamb?" My father's remark hurt me more than losing my woolly friend. I resolved that day, as a little boy, that I would try never again to neglect my stewardship as a shepherd if I were ever placed in that position again. After more than 60 years, I can still hear in my mind the bleating, frightened cry of the lamb of my boyhood that I did not shepherd as I should have. I can also remember the loving rebuke of my father, "Son, couldn't I trust you to take care of just one lamb?" If we are not good shepherds, I wonder how we will feel in the eternities. From James E. Faust, Responsibilities of Shepherds, Ensign, May 1995, pages 46 and 48. End of the article, Of Lambs and Shepherds, by President James E. Faust, read by Terrell Williams.